Jonathan Mooney's got great credentials. He graduated from Brown University with a degree in honors English. He's the author of 2 books and the president of Project Eye to Eye, a nonprofit advocacy organization for students with learning disabilities. Mooney looks great on paper. But if you'd met him in grade school, you'd never peg him as a big achiever. Recently, Mooney toured the country on a refurbished short bus, the bus kids with so-called disabilities ride. He writes about the experience in his book, The Short Bus, A Journey Beyond Normal. Mooney says being labeled as learning disabled was incredibly hard for him as a kid.
Well, it had very tangible impact on my educational trajectory. I dropped out of school for a year in sixth grade. I had a plan for suicide that year. I was 12 years old. I really found my sense of self almost entirely in my athletic ability as a soccer player, which was a blessing, obviously. I don't think I would be the person I am today if I didn't have that opportunity to be successful at something, which is a really important thing for any mom or dad who's listening. You need to find an opportunity for young people to be successful at something. It doesn't have to be athletics, whatever it is for them. But it also was a curse. I really sort of put my entire self into the box of being the stupid jock, you know, the stupid athlete, you know, the person who felt he didn't have a mind. And it was a tremendous personal and lifelong struggle. And frankly, a big part of The Short Bus as a narrative, as a story, is about that struggle with being told that my mind was defective, which is a pretty devastating thing for somebody to be told at a young age. And with how I unlearned that message and how I came to have a different sense of self.
But it's clear that this experience that you went through is central to your life. It's something you're never going to forget. And it appears to be what drove you to this journey beyond normal, as the subtitle of your book has it, that you were inspired to write this because of all the other kids who are going through the same thing.
I was inspired to go on this journey, and let me explain that term a little bit. In every sense of the word, the book, The Short Bus, was a journey. I mean, I literally bought an old special ed school bus, which is the type of bus that takes a lot of kids with physical and cognitive differences to segregated special ed programs, a bus that I experienced as a young person. I bought an old short school bus, which is really just a smaller bus than the so-called normal bus. I converted it into an RV, and I journeyed around America. I went 35,000 miles, 4 months, almost all 50 states. And I really, through other people's stories and my own story, explored the concept of what it means to be normal in our culture. And not just what it means to be normal, but how that is a really tyrannical idea. You know, the imperative of be normal, of fix this about yourself and you will be normal, of the policies that we historically have implemented that have been guided by normalcy, such as eugenic policies that emerged in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, which led to a lot of state policies where you could be forcibly sterilized by the state government if you were deemed abnormal or defective. So I wanted to really journey into what I think is a not commonly talked about form of tyranny in our culture, and that is the idea of you should be normal.
Hmm. You met a girl later on, not too much later, a girl with Down syndrome. You were talking about living a normal life, and she really did, unless you examine the word normal too closely, I guess. What did you learn about her?
Well, I learned before I get to Katie, and her name is Katie Bassford, and she lives in Seaman, Ohio, which is a small farming town in southwestern Ohio that sort of rides the seam of Appalachia and the Appalachia Mountains. I learned from her the distinction that you rightfully pointed out, which is a distinction between normal as people experience it in their everyday life and normal as a concept that we impose and strive for. Normal as a concept that we impose and strive for is, in reality, anything but normal. You know, we kind of present the white upper middle class striver as normal. Well, that's not 99.9% of the human population, right? That's not the norm. If anything, it's aberrant. And what you see in Katie's life is the power of really taking people at their own norm and allowing them to define normal for themselves and allowing them to have a sort of very personal definition of what a meaningful life constitutes. You know, Katie as an individual with Down syndrome is really a endangered species. And these are her words and her mom's words. Many of your listeners may not know that 98% or around 95% of women who are given a diagnosis of Down syndrome in utero choose abortion. So really, as genetic testing improves, as prenatal testing improves, Down syndrome is a type of human being, a way of being that is threatened, is endangered. And what I learned from Katie is that if we lost people like Katie, it would be a irreparable, tragic loss, not just for Katie, but it would be a loss for all of us. There's an amazing moment at the end of my time at the Bassford family farm where Katie's mom turns to me and says, you know, we're like a rainforest. And I didn't really know what that metaphor meant. And so I pushed her and she said, we're all interdependent like a rainforest. If one part of this rainforest, no matter how insignificant people conceive that part to be, if we lose that, we all lose something of ourselves. And she's right. And I think that that analogy or metaphor to biodiversity, right, the concept that we need all these different types of species and grasses and ecosystems and trees to maintain a healthy global ecosystem, that same analogy is carried forward to different types of human beings. We need the difference like Katie, because in some way we don't quite understand, we are all interdependent. And if there's no place for Katie in our culture, who's next?
There's one more of your visits that I really do want to talk about because he's an amazing guy. Jeff Woodhead, he, you wrote, gave you one of the most beautiful gifts you've ever received. Will you tell us what it was?
It's important to understand the context of the gift, first and foremost. I spent a day with a man named Jeff in Davis, California. And from the very beginning of my interactions with Jeff, it was obvious that he was way on the other side of normal. He was an obsessive list maker and timer. And it became apparent in my time with Jeff that he would be labeled, though he wasn't at the time, he would be labeled Asperger's, which is a form of high-functioning autism. So at the very end of my time with Jeff, literally with his clock ticking with about 10 minutes left to go, Jeff asked me if I wanted to see his books of poetry. And of course I did. And he showed me his books of poetry. And then he offered to copy the poetry for me so I could take it home. And we went to Kinko's. When we got to Kinko's, we had 5 minutes left in our stopwatch. And Jeff was furiously copying away. And there came to a point where it was obvious that we were going to exceed our time, which is a real issue for Jeff. He controlled his whole reality through time and timing. And he looked at me, he looked at his book of poetry, he looked at the stopwatch, he looked at me again, and then he kept copying his poetry. And we ran 15 minutes late. For a man like Jeff, running that 15 minutes late was a monumental sacrifice in the way that he made sense of the world.
Did you, in your travels, ever find a place where Jeff's normal, your normal, Katie's normal was normal?
In the fabric of community, the thing that I learned from this is in grounded communities, in communities in which people have authentic relationships with their neighbors, in which communities in which people are included and engaged and allowed to live independently, even if that requires support, it's only in the fabric of community where Katie can be Katie, not Down syndrome, where Jeff can be Jeff, not autism. Something happens when institutional knowledge trumps community personal knowledge. What happens is people become abstractions, they become labels, they become diagnoses, they become things to be treated and cured. It's in community which is a challenge because community is being eroded in America. It's in community where everyone has an opportunity to define their normal.
Jonathan Mooney is the author of The Short Bus and president of Project Eye to Eye, a nonprofit advocacy organization for students with learning disabilities.